T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our pleasure to welcome in now LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron. Coach O, how are you?
What do you say, guys?
Now, Coach O, do you have enough hours in the day with all these camps and all going on and all these kids coming in? I mean, come on. Are you got a little pep in your step or what? Because I know that those camps can be very tiring. I remember going watch one of your camps. I was tired.
Hey, that's the kind you got to train, Bobby. You got to train in the heat, but you know what? It's been fun. There's a lot of energy. You know, we've had over 1,000 kids at our camp the last weekend. We've had unofficial visitors. We had official visitors. It's hopping, but it's good to see everybody. The energy's back. It's been fantastic.
Coach, you've said that your new offensive line coach, Brad Davis, is a game changer. Why is that?
Yes.
Why is that?
You know, first of all, he's from Baton Rouge. A great young man. He knows the game. He played the game in Oklahoma. He's been around. He's learned from some great people. He's a great technician, but he's also a dynamic recruiter. And it's strict disciplinary. He's a tough guy. And the one thing I liked about him in his interview, he says, Coach, I want to be in Baton Rouge. So every time I pass across that bridge, I look at that stadium and my cleats built need to be in that grass. So that's the same way I felt all my career. So I know we got a guy that wants to be in Baton Rouge, that wants to fight for the Tigers. All the recruits that I talk to say he's an excellent recruiter. They all know him. And so we feel like we got us a game-changing breath.
Coach, you have a much younger staff these days. How did the campers relate to them, and were they able to relate to the players because of their little younger?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the average age of each coach is 20 years younger. Our players are happy. There's a great vibe around here, man. There's some energy. You know, you look like a guy, Andre Carter. He looks, Bobby, he still can play 80 and a half sacks. You remember him?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Ruben Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's showing some examples of pass rush. I got it on film, and they're saying, hey, should we offer this guy? So I don't know if we should offer this guy, but we darn should offer the coach.
Yeah, let's sign him up. Now, Coach O, when you look at I think I might have touched on this a little bit. Boy, it just shows you how small world we live in that you get to go back to Los Angeles. Boy, to kick off the season, and you're playing in the Rose Bowl. You familiar with that? Now, Tiger fans aren't familiar with that. But I say, why not have more fans than UCLA? Because it's 100,000 people. I think at the time we will have more a packed house. That you could. It's not like, oh, couldn't get a ticket. Hell yeah, you can get a ticket. The Rose Bowl holds 100,000. So why not LSU be the home team in Los Angeles? Wouldn't that be a great big feather in LSU's cap for as far as national recognition? So, yeah, here's UCLA, Pac-12 team. They're not even the home team. The LSU Tigers go west and take over.
You know, Bob, I'm expecting a great crowd. We got a lot of people. You know, it's a three-day weekend. I think our guys are going to be fired up, ready to go. This is going to be an excellent challenge. The first time we go out there, LSU Tigers coming on the West Coast. I tell you this, our football team is fired up. And it does give your football team some little pep in the step when you open it up. Like you're going to California, you're going to UCLA, you're playing in the Rose Bowl. And all summer, man, they're working hard. They want to do good. They want to show good. So it's going to be a fantastic outing for the Tigers.
Coach, when you talk about UCLA and in particular, most of the COVID restrictions have been lifted. How has that helped and benefited your ability to run that football team?
You know, first of all, it feels like we're back to normal again. Also, although we have to be cautious, but guys are running around with energy. There's no mask on outside. Very few people are not able to go because of the COVID. Fans are coming. You know, the parents are coming. The kids are excited. We have more kids at these camps. We have only one-day camps. We don't have any overnight camps this year. But we've had more kids at alignment camp and our skills camp than we had the last 5 years because people are ready to get out of the house. People are ready to start doing things.
Now, Coach O, you're talking about practice. Practice, yeah, practice. You got to practice. If you could do it in practice, you could do it in a game. That's what I always say, where it becomes, you know, second nature. But I'm looking at the NCAA, and obviously you got to change the times in the game. And, you know, you and I being old school, we've been part of these drills. No more Oklahoma or Bull in the Ring. Yeah. And I know I was talking with T-Bob about this. Can you do the Big Cat drill? I don't think you can even do the Big Cat drill anymore, right? Because they looked at it and they said they're going to have more concussions in practice than the actual games.
Yeah. You know, we can't go head-to-head, Bob, but we can go reach and cut off, okay? So we can put them – it's not a head-to-head. We can't put them line up head-to-head, but we can put them to the side, and we can reach or cut off. So we can do something similar to it, but just not head-to-head contact.
So it's not like the National Geographic Channel and you got two battering rams. You can't do that no more.
No. Bull in the Ring's over.
Yeah, Bull in the Ring's over. Boy, I remember those drills. Now, all I know is Coach O, as a 15-year-old, was already a man. And you'd have guys that not want to go and against Coach O and Bull in the Ring.
They'd skip a rep. They'd put somebody else in front of them.
Like, I got to get retaped. So Coach O's in there. And then they come back in after.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron.
I got to tell you, I went to see my mama the other day. I went right around LCO. They still got the same stadium where you and I played. And the first thing I remember when I see the stadium is those Aracachas.
The Aracachas. Oh, God. You remember how terrible that feel was? Aracachas, like it's like a thorn or something that grows in the grass. And then I remember you'd get tackled, you'd fall down, and you'd be bleeding because the Aracachas at La Rose Cutoff Junior High were the Bulldogs. I mean, LCO Bulldogs. Boy, you cannot walk barefoot in a Aracachas. You have to have all calluses on your feet. So, Coach O, you were thinking of the Aracachas then.
That's almost 40 years ago. And the first thing I rode around, I saw the old stadium. I brought my boy Cody and Parker there to show them where we played. And I told them about the Aracachas. They didn't even know what that was.
They didn't know. It's like a pecan. Then you tell them, well, what's a pecan, Dad? They don't know what a pecan is. You know, it's like, well, you ever pick blackberries? You know, it sticks in your hand, your feet, all your soft part of your skin. But no, the Aracachas. Maybe I still think about that was like early 70s and dealing with that field. Boy, it's amazing the great fields we have now. But, hey, we didn't know any better. You just go and play.
No.
You're just glad to be outside.
one of the things that really helped, Bobby, we had, you know, having an indoor practice facility, we had over 700 campers with their parents there. There was about 1,200 people there.
Whoa.
And, you know, it rained on Sunday. We didn't miss a lick. You know, we put some guys in for film, some guys outside, and we rotated because of the indoor practice facility. And then the afternoon, man, the sun came out. We got all the kids outside, all the parents outside. And what we do out of each camp, you'd love this. We end up with the fastest man contest. We go 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. Then we put them all together. We play some music. We get into the arena. And we ended up with a great – there was just a lot of energy around our campus this weekend, along with 5 great official visits with some great parents.
You know, Coach O, T-Bob still brings that up to me when he went to your camp when you had an Ole Miss, how competitive it was. And it was kind of a rude awakening. And that I think a lot of young kids don't realize the intensity when you got the best going against the best. And and you can kind of visualize and see, well, who could truly play or not. Now, it's not a slam dunk, but you can kind of see how they character and how they build, whether you want them on your side or not.
Well, no question. You can tell the character, the grit. Bobby, we had a great one-on-one pass rush on our O-line, D-line competition. There were some guys there that got potential number one draft choices going against each other. And it was very competitive. You might have seen some of it on the internet. And a lot of those guys showed true grit and courage. So, yes, you can tell a lot about them, no question.
Now, being the family man that you are, Coach O, and boy, talk about true grit, this is highly unusual. And I know you supported him, but that's good. Has to feel weird. But, you know, you have brother against brother, you know, father against son and all that. But September the 11th, McNeese State. So, Coach O, you have to tell Cody that, look, we might blitz you and maybe hit you in the mouth. You just, that ball just better be coming out, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, he was home for a month. We go run stadiums together in Tiger Stadium, me and him.
Yeah.
And we talk about that. I said, you know what? Hey, I'm going to expect your best shot. He goes, Daddy, I'm going to expect your best shot. I don't expect nothing less. I said, guess what? You're going to get it.
What's that like trying to game plan knowing that you're game planning against your own son?
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be, you know, I'm going to let the guys, we're going to do exactly what we normally do with LSU Tigers, and the game plan is to respect McNeese. It's going to be another game for us, but deep down inside, I'm always going to want Cody to do good. It's a natural feeling, but obviously I want the Tigers to win.
Yep.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, I haven't talked to you since Paul Menary announced his retirement, and I'm sure you have thoughts on Paul Menary and how about the success that they're having so far in postseason play, but just your reflections and in particular, your interactions with Paul Menary as a head coach of the football team and he's the head coach of the baseball team.
First of all, Paul has been great with me. We worked hand in hand. We had a couple of players play football and play baseball. He's very fair, but you know what? Guys respect him. I love watching his teams play. They're very competitive. They play with fire, and you know, it seems like they get better throughout the years. This is another great example. You know, at the beginning of the year, they struggled a little bit. Now they won one tournament away from the World Series. I wish him the best. He's a great man. He's a great Tiger.
Now, Coach O, again, is it pretty much, you know, like you say, well, we know this guy's playing or this guy's starting off. What approach you take? Now, obviously, the quarterback position is magnified. But do you look at every position or challenge the players? Listen, it's all about competition. Listen, what are you doing day in and day out? We film everything. And are you winning or are you losing? And because I always say, and you know, there's this cliche, the big eye in the sky don't lie, because the players are seeing what the coaches are looking at. So they know who should be starting off, right?
Oh, yeah. The depth chart is etched in sand. Okay. And there's no sacred thing. Listen, there's no big stars on our football team. Everybody's treated the same. Everybody's got to compete on a daily basis. Now, is it going to be hard to beat Derek Stingley out? I think so.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard to beat some of those guys out, no question. But you know what? Everybody knows that they got to earn their spot every day. This is what I tell the team. Hey, if you like being on first team, protect it. If you don't like being on second or third team, do something about it. Can we film everything? We create everything, like you say. The big guy don't lie. And you know what, Bobby? You and I, we've been in the locker room. The players know.
Yeah, they know.
It's plain as day. The players can see it.
Coach, you mentioned Derek Stingley, and I know I've asked you this the last couple times we've had you on. I just wanted to hear it again. But Derek Stingley, is he going to maybe be in the offense this year a little bit or
you know,
no?
You know, that's still up in the air. That's up to him. We've discussed that. He may try a little offense in fall camp, see how it works. Obviously, we'd like to use him, but that's totally up to him. I gave him that opportunity, and him and his daddy agreed. You know, he spent 2 years playing corner. He's ready. He wants to try out the new defense to see if, you know, he can master the new defense. He did in the spring. You know, as you know, Bobby's cover one, cover two, cover three, or cover four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's our zone blitzes. So I think that Christian, he's going to practice some snaps in the fall at wide receiver and see where he can take it.
Coach, I don't want to get you in trouble, so feel free to not answer this if you can't by recruiting standards, et cetera. Are you allowed to talk about any of the guys that were on official visits?
No, you're not. You're not, because they didn't sign yet. You know, but
okay.
I will say this to you. We're bringing in some quality guys. There's a lot of interest. And the thing I like about the official visits is, you know, they bring Momo, Pawpaw, Auntie. You know, they come around. They get to meet
the whole family. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, we're getting to be around them. You know, I was sitting by Grandma, and she and I, we were talking about how to cook and how to raise kids. And just It just gives you a time to really for them to get to know who I am, who our staff is, and get to them know as a family, get to know them as a family and what makes them tick.
Well, you got to get it to where, you know what, son? The grandma could be saying, hey, boy, you know what? I like that Coach O. That's where I want you to go because I think he's going to take care of you.
I guarantee that was done Saturday night. I promise you.
Yes, that's why you got to sell the mamas, the grandma, and all that. That hey, look, I'm gonna give your boy now a little tough love. Ain't gonna be half stepping.
Hey, Bobby, can you see them recruiting Birdie?
I know you recruit. My mom, Birdie, my grandma would say that you don't have a choice. You're going to play for Coach O. You can't go nowhere else. They were talking about making a rule or something. It'd be a slam dunk. There's no way you're going anywhere else.
Coach, is it about the moms? Like so often, is that really the case where you got to sell the moms maybe more than the dads?
You know, Christian, here's what I think, and this is only my opinion. It's the recruit and then finding out who's the champion, who's the decision maker. And usually in one family, one is the decision maker or not, you know. And if you can find the one that's the alpha, the decision maker, you better recruit him or her as hard as the recruit.
As hard as the player, yep. Now, Coach O, talking about recruits and in the future, boy, you look, I'd be extremely disappointed, and I don't think that's going to be the case, when you look at all the experience on the offensive line and who's coming back. When you have a vision and going forward as far as recruiting class, do you maybe pay more emphasis on that coming up with Brad Davis or what? I know you trust him. You talk about recruiting with him because all of a sudden, if the offensive line is kicking ass, you can't go from the penthouse to the outhouse in 1 year. You have to plug and play.
And you know what, right? And Bobby, it's just we do roster management daily, man. That's one thing I like to do. I have Austin Thomas with me, Derek Pinansky. We have a great personnel department. And, you know, they hear us talk about this guy, you know, especially the guys that are going to be coming back. Is he ready? Is he not ready? And if those are guys that we don't feel are going to be ready, we're looking for graduate transfers. We're looking for transfers. We're looking for JC guys. We got slots on our team. An offensive line is one, perhaps, if the guys don't develop. It all depends who we recruit, that we may have to find graduate transfers to come in and play and our freshmen have to start.
Coach, can you get on Bobby to get a new phone here, man? He's got his cracked phone. This is Bobby Hebert. Tell him to get off a little bit and go buy him a new phone.
Well, I mean, it still works. I mean, I don't, you know, I can text Coach O. I can call him. I mean, it's as long as it works. Junior, you like this? Cammy, my daughter, my second daughter, Cammy says, Dad, you got to get more on social media. I said, well, what do you mean I am on social media? I text all the time. And she goes, texting is not social media. I'll go with that social media for me. And so she started laughing.
I know this, Christian. Bobby got the first nickel he made. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah. He still got his lunch money from the third grade, I bet. Stashed away somewhere.
Well, I need to go buy some new shoestrings right now. They broke, and I just retied them. So, I don't know. It still works. So.
Ain't no diva in this dude. There's no diva in Bobby. How many more camps you got coming up, if any, Coach?
One of my favorite camps is coming up Thursday, the little kids camp. Man, we got a bunch of little kids coming, and they all want to be Tigers. And all our full-time coaches are going to coach them. And then check this out. We got 7-on-7, Coach Charles Bagnell. You guys know him.
Bags, yeah.
Great coach. Coach Bags. Everybody knows Coach Bags. He's 78 years old. He lost weight. He feels like he's 32, man. He's all fired up. He has 42 teams coming to LSU.
Whoa.
That's over 1,500 kids that are going to be on campus on Saturday. So
that sounds like a whole army.
That's right. And then, you know, we're going to we're going to satellite camps. We've been to Southeast. We're going to Louisiana Tech. We're going to McNeese. On Sunday, we're going up to Louisiana Tech to check out the recruits in North Louisiana. We're going to McNeese with Frank Wilson. And then next week, we have our Rising Stars camp on the 17th and 18th. Plus, we have some players that are coming on unofficial visits, and now we're able to work them out 1 hour. We worked some guys out today. We worked some guys out yesterday. We've had guys come from Michigan, California, driving by, want to work out. So it's been a busy time for us.
Coach, the SEC has now made it possible for immediate eligibility, along with the NCAA, interconference transfers. Are you on board with that? You okay with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm on board with him. You know, we just got one, so I'm glad he's eligible. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, I'd have been against him, but, you know, that's the way things are going.
You got to keep up with the Joneses. Come on.
Yeah, you can thank A-Bear. A-Bear started free agents and finally trickled out to the SEC, you know?
Yeah. Come on. We all capitalists here. So, I mean, hey, listen, all you got to do is just make it, just gives you more work. You just got to work harder. So the ones that are against it, the ones that don't want to bust their ass and have to maybe do extra homework. It might be a little challenging. Yeah, go ahead, Coach O.
Yeah, no, times are changing. The game's changing. You got to stay up with it to have success. And, the older I get, the more I need to be receptive of hiring coaches that know the things that I don't know. I want to be in LSU for a long time, but you need to keep up with the times because they're changing, and they're changing fast.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron, always a pleasure, Coach, and good luck throughout the summer and once you guys get going in the fall and in the fall season as well.
Now, Coach O, I know you don't have to worry about this as we let you go. I know the grounds crew, there's no damn rocket charges on any LSU facility in those grass fields. I know that.
Hey, we got the prettiest field in the world. Hey, Bobby, I just saw in my closet. I got an old form of my mail it to you, okay, buddy?
Okay.
Right. Coach, thanks,
all right,
man.
Go thank you.
All right. All right, Junior.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.